It's time to meditate. So you might want to start by sitting comfortably, resting your hands in your lap, checking that your body feels well supported, feet flat on the floor, having a straight spine but not too rigid, gently closing your eyes. Doing a quick scan of your body for any places where you might feel tension. Just seeing if you can let that go now. Letting everything be soft, loose, relaxed. Scanning from the top of your head all the way down your face, your shoulders, your arms and torso into your belly, hips, your thighs, all the way down your legs into your feet and your toes. Breathing in to any tight spots with the intention of letting go, relaxing, releasing stress. You might imagine a green mat under your feet, all of the stress and tension in your body flowing down from the top of your head and being absorbed into the green mat under your feet. All of the stress, all of the tension, any negativity is flowing out, being released from the soles of your feet into the green mat. And now just feeling the gentle movement of your breath as it moves in and out of your body. No need to change your breathing or to force yourself to breathe any particular way. Just focusing on the sensation of the breath as it enters your nostrils, travels down the back of your throat, into your chest, into your belly, and following the breath all the way out again. Just letting yourself tune in to that sensation of the breath as it moves through your body. And if your mind wanders, that's fine. Just observe that your attention has drifted away. That's what our minds like to do. And very gently guide your awareness back to where you are and back to your breath. There's no judgment here. No need to be frustrated if your mind wanders, if your mind is busy. As best as you can, you just bring your awareness back here to the breath. It's like guiding a puppy to walk on a lead. We don't need to beat the puppy. Just very gently keep guiding the puppy back and back, over and over. And now I'd invite you to bring to mind all of the aspects of yourself that you value and appreciate. Take a moment to remind yourself of the qualities that you admire about you. Maybe you've got a great sense of humor. Perhaps you're a very loyal friend. It might be your honesty. You might be a thoughtful partner, a devoted parent. Are you a whiz in the kitchen? Are you highly organized? Do you have superb dress sense or design skills? Just bringing to mind all of the things that you can genuinely appreciate about yourself. And I know that there are many. So take this time to acknowledge all of your positive qualities. No shrinking or downplaying your positive attributes. Own the parts of yourself that you truly value. And now bring to mind the aspects of yourself that perhaps you feel less proud of. The parts of you that you have difficulty accepting. It might be a pattern of behavior. It could be a personality trait. A habit that you have trouble breaking. bring to mind the things that you don't like so much about yourself, perhaps the things you routinely criticize yourself for, and own and accept this part of you too, knowing that only when you embrace all of the parts of you can you really fully step into your potential. When you spend energy denying or suppressing parts of yourself that you feel less proud of, it drains your energy, it holds you back. There is nothing to defend. There is nothing you need to fix or improve or get rid of. You are a whole person, and every part of you is human and is worthy of acceptance. So I would invite you to let go of the idea that you should be some perfect person, and only then will you be worthy of your own approval and acceptance. I'd like you to let go of comparing yourself to others, and remember that anybody you're comparing yourself to has their own long list of things they don't like about themselves. And let go of the idea that your self-acceptance, that your self-approval needs to be conditional on changing or fixing something about you. I would invite you to embrace imperfection, to know that there is only imperfection. There is no such thing as perfection. So embrace who you are and remind yourself all of these parts of you make you who you are. It's our imperfection that makes us human, and it's also our imperfection that makes us compassionate and humble, grounded and real and relatable and likable. So take a moment now to bring to mind all of the experiences in your life that have brought you to this point in your life today. You have traveled your own very unique path. All of your successes, your achievements, the obstacles that you have overcome to get here today, the challenges, the disappointments and the setbacks. Every experience has been of value. Some for the joy of triumph, and some for the lessons that you've learned or the qualities that you've cultivated as a result of things not going your way. So own your story. It is uniquely yours. And now, before we conclude this meditation, take a few moments to consider what you are working towards in your life right now. What are your aspirations? What are your goals? What are the dreams that you have for your life? Again, these aspirations, this striving to develop and grow and fulfill your potential as a person, this is your unique path. Nobody else is walking the same path as you. But working towards goals does not mean that there is anything that you need to fix or change about who you are. You are enough. You are entitled to want more for your life and to continue having experiences that help you to grow, that build your character, that enhance your confidence, your skills. You are worthy and you have everything within you to create the future that you aspire towards. So set your intention today to cultivate a deep level of self-respect and self-acceptance and self-worth. Embrace all of the experiences that have made you who you are, and embrace your vision for the future, while you at the same time fully embrace and appreciate who you are right now.